Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The gift unmistakably seen. We saw last week that John chapter 3 verse 16 tells us of God's greatest gift, Jesus. This gift was not an afterthought. God didn't say, "I've tried everything else and nothing has worked, so I guess I have to send my son." No, the gift was foretold right from the very moment Adam and Eve sinned, Genesis chapter 3, verses 15 and 21. In fact, we can even say it was planned before the beginning of time, as John describes Jesus as the lamb who was slaughtered before the world was made, Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. John also writes for us one of the most beautiful and succinct statements of God. God is love, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. Paul wrote an inspired definition of love. Check out what happens when we put God in place of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. God is patient. God is kind. God does not envy. God does not boast. God is not proud. God does not dishonor others. God is not self-seeking. God is not easily angered. God keeps no record of wrongs. God does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. God always protects. God always trusts. God always hopes. God always perseveres. God's love never fails. This description of God means that he wasn't forced to send Jesus as the ransom for our sins, but rather that his love foreknew the perfect moment to send this gift for us. Neither did Jesus feel trapped by this plan his Father made. Calvary didn't happen to Jesus, but Jesus came to make Calvary happen. John chapter 17, verse 24, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, and John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. Jesus made his gift unmistakable. He predicted the unmistakable events leading up to Calvary. He predicted the unmistakable way he would die. And his Father unmistakably confirmed all this. Just before his crucifixion, Jesus gave his followers an unmistakable example of love to follow. He said that his love radiating out of his followers would show the world an unmistakable picture of his love. See John chapter 13, verses 3 through 5, 12 through 17, and 34 and 35. I may say thank you so much when I open someone's gift, but my true gratitude is seen in what I do with their gift after that. Do I put it on a shelf and forget about it? Or do I cherish it, use it, and tell others all about the one who gave the gift to me? This is just as true with how I treat the love gift that I was given in Jesus. Question: how unmistakable is my gratitude for the gift of Jesus? Answer: it is unmistakably seen in how I love others. Here's the test. Can I put my name in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8? Craig is patient. Craig is kind. Craig does not envy. Craig does not boast. Craig is not proud. Craig does not dishonor others. Craig is not self-seeking. Craig is not easily angered. Craig keeps no record of wrongs. Craig does not delight in evil but rejoices with the truth. Craig always protects. Craig always trusts. Craig always hopes. Craig always perseveres. Craig's love never fails. The Holy Spirit wants all Christians to be able to truthfully insert their names in that statement. He wants to help us make necessary changes that will allow the amazing gift of Jesus to be unmistakably seen by everyone. God's plan is unmistakable. The death of Jesus is unmistakable proof of God's love. Now, let's make sure that our love is also empowered by the love of God, shining unmistakably out of everything we say and do. If you've missed any of the messages in our series Christmas Unwrapped at Easter, I've shared links to those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.